Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ace punt will go after it. It'll be Thompson. She's going to pinch in and head to the net, to the backhand, off the bar. It's a good goal. Across, take the lead.
Our next guest here on The Lake Show is somebody that has won at a high level. Continues to win. That's all they do is win. No, it's not DJ Khaled. It's Kelly Panik from the Minnesota Frost, two-time NCAA champion, Olympic champion, four-time world champion, and now back-to-back Walter Cup champion. And she joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Kelly, a pleasure to have you on the show this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, all you do is win. Congratulations on winning back-to-back championships with the Minnesota Frost. And it's always refreshing for us here in Minnesota to be able to celebrate champions. You are one of us. You're a native of Plymouth, Minnesota. What is it like to win big here in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, it's really special. I think having had the opportunity to win in college as a Gopher was really cool as well. But there's just something really special about being able to play a pro sport in your home state and get to be able to celebrate with your community, get to celebrate with your fans that come support you game in, game out. So it's been a really fun week or so since we've won, and again, getting to celebrate with your home fans is really something really special.
You know, you've won a lot in your life, but what is it like to win when you go back to back? Because, you know, I can't think of, when you talk about team sports, anything, you know, more refreshing than being able to solidify and back up your status as a champion right after you won it the previous year.
Yeah, I mean, winning is hard, and then if you add on to, I think it's always almost harder having gone through it once, you realize actually how hard it is. And yeah, it kind of just validates the win before, right? Like, it's kind of like anyone can win once. You can get lucky here and there. It's obviously a little bit different now with the Walter Cup being a five-game series for us, or 2 5-game series to get to that point. But yeah, it just kind of solidifies it, backs up, and you realize, like, when you get the chance to do it and accomplish it, like, how hard it truly is.
As much as you win, you don't get tired of winning, do you?
No. Winning is very fun.
A lot of fun. You know what else is fun? Is the fact that you're a part of a beer. And look, I've been friends with the people over at Fulton Brewing for quite some time, for over a decade. And you have reunited with Fulton for Been There, Won That Again, the beer celebrating the back-to-back titles. And it actually also, a portion of the proceeds is going to benefit Mosaic Hockey Collective. Kind of talk about your collaboration with Fulton and what it means to you.
Yeah, it started after last year's Walter Cup, and I met the people at Fulton, and they were so great. I love their beer, and just felt, you know, like fitting. It is obviously, like, I'm the player that kind of started it, but I think it really truly goes to, like, our entire team and staff that is a part of those wins. And yeah, it's great to be able to partner as well with Mosaic Hockey Collective. They do a great job of trying to, you know, get more people into the game of hockey, especially those that maybe have a hard time accessing it, and ultimately helping diversify our game, which is a huge goal as well. So glad that they could be a part of it as well. And then I think one of the bigger motivators to win this time too is that, like, anytime you have a beer that you named Been There, Won That, like, you better back it up. So I'm glad our team was able to get that done and get to kind of celebrate in this way again.
Yeah, we're talking to Minnesota Frost star Kelly Panik here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This coming Saturday, the victory party at Fulton Tap Room, June the 7th. It'll be from 3 until 5 p.m. They're going to have the Purple Pints of Been There, Won That Again. That is just, I mean, I love the name. And it's also just kind of like, you know what, brush my shoulders off, man. Like we've done this again. Like, get on our level. I love that.
Yeah, I usually feel like to fly pretty under the radar. So when we're talking about names, and Fulton has some good names for their other beers as well. So I was kind of letting them, like, we're kind of doing a big brainstorming session. I'm like, I kind of like that. It's a little more cocky or out there than I normally probably am. I usually am someone who flies under the radar, kind of a do whatever you need me to do type of player. So, yeah, I just felt like it was a little bit out there. But, again, it's pretty fun, and it's ultimately a big accomplishment. Like, it goes to our team, right? Like, I play a team sport, so every win that I have really is a win for whatever team I'm on, and I'm just a small piece of it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you, you know, you've been a part of Team USA. You have, you know, had a phenomenal career collegiately and now at the professional level. Talk about the differences between the three in terms of, like, how you felt in playing and being successful for all three of those different teams.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think college is such a special time in life. I think you're kind of, I always call it like you're a fake adult, where you're on your own, you're doing these things, but you don't always have maybe the real, like, world responsibilities that you have when you leave. And the teams that I was on at Minnesota were just so special. And I mean, some of my best friends are from those teams, and to be able to create lifelong memories and be a part of, like, really high level success there, that, like, you're always in the history books whenever you win a national championship. And I think for me, that was always something, like, I dreamt of, was winning a national championship. So to live that out was truly special. And then on the international stage, I think it's just such a different experience, because you're constantly trying to make the team. And I always say it's sometimes it feels harder to make the team, to make that, whether it's a 23 or 25 person roster, than it is to give yourself a chance to win one game to win a medal.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different process of, you know, work reward, and you kind of have to always flip the switch from trying to, you know, make yourself be on a team you're trying out to then competing with the people that you tried out against, like those kinds of things. And then at the pro level, it kind of goes back to that college feel, but then at the same time, it's a pro, right? So you're a little bit more hands off. You're a little more trusted to do what you need to do to be successful. And for every person, it's very different. But ultimately, like, it's, you're in that world now where sports are a business, and but it's a great thing too, that you're on a team and you have a spot and a roster spot, and you're competing with your teammates game in, game out, going through it all together on a daily basis. And it's really special too.
What do you make of the momentum and the way that people are looking at the PWHL and just kind of trying to move it forward as a league? Because for me, at least, I'm so happy with this moment that women's sports are having, because I think that it's been overdue for people to pay attention to all of the different leagues, right? Like, we talk about the soccer league that has just been jump-started here the last few years, the PWHL, the WNBA clearly is having a moment. I just appreciate that people are really waking up and seeing how all of you women are thriving right now. What do you make of the times that we're living in?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think for, like, our league specifically, it's just been the perfect time to start and join in on this, what feels like, you said, like, this women's sports movement, and WNBA are capitalizing at the NWSL. Like, you see the valuations for those teams. I mean, it's crazy the amount of money that, you know, people are now seeing it. It's not like people used to see women's sports as more of like, oh, you give money because it's the right thing to do. And now people are seeing it. It's like, no, you want to get in part of it because this is a great opportunity. If you look at it, I think the highest potential for growth in sports is in women's sports. So from that side of things, as maybe a business side, it's a great time to be involved. And I think just from a fan perspective too, I think, you know, if you sit here and try to compare men's versus women's sports, like it's, you're kind of going to be running in circles. I think that, yeah, while we play the same game as the Minnesota Wild do, we play it very differently. And yeah. I think there's good. And then there's maybe like, oh, I don't like that as much. You could say that to either side. So I always like to think of women's sports too, as like, think about it as its own entity. Like it's its own, yeah, you play the same games or similar games, whatever it is, but how they are played is so different. And I think both are fun and both add value and both are skilled. And again, if you just sort of sit there and be like, oh, well, the women don't skate as fast or shoot as hard as the men. And you're like, okay, yes, thank you. But just because we don't do that doesn't mean it's still not a great game to watch, super high skilled, up and down, you know, competitive. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great time to be a part of women's sports for sure.
Yeah, I 100% agreed. And the uniqueness in women's sports is something that we should all celebrate. I got a couple of final questions for Kelly Panik here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, I've, you know, researched and saw a lot of stuff about you over the course of the last, you know, week and a half. Clearly, I talked to my people over at Fulton. One of my hockey analysts, she comes on my show. She has a regular segment every single week during the course of the NHL season. It's Jesse Pierce on the Bar Down Beauties podcast. She joins me a lot. You know, you've had a lot of success in your life in the sport of hockey. And when you go down your accolades, there's so many to list. But my question is this. Have you ever had to overcome adversity? Because, you know, when you look at just kind of like your career overview, there's a lot of, you know, wins there. But has there been like a moment where you're like, you know, whether it was an injury or something where you just said, you know what, I have a hurdle that I have to address or something that I have to get over to remain a champion?
Yeah, I think any athlete at any point, like they have those moments. And I've been really fortunate to where I've been able to be pretty healthy long term. But I think the biggest thing for me is just like, it's always like the mental battle, right? I think every athlete, I think this sometimes it gets talked about, but not in the sense where it's like adversity, but being able to, you know, like, stay in your own lane, stay focused, whether for me it was, you know, more of a timing thing about making, you know, the international teams. That's always a big one. And I always viewed it as like, I didn't get cut. It's just not my time yet, you know? And so it, to me, it's kind of about that perspective and being able to have that mental fortitude to, you know, stick with what you do, stick with your strengths, trust the player that you are. And to me, like, I don't have the career I have, the longevity on the international stage or, even the success and the positions I'm able to be in, whether it's in college or now pro. I don't think I have that without having the mindset I have. And I think keeping that mindset is the adversity piece of it. It's hard to choose to do things the right way all the time. And that's something that I try to do. And, you know, just kind of keep that head down and working and not listening to that outside noise. And in this day and age, there can be a lot of that. So I think, you know, for kids too, it doesn't always have to be you go through something really big. It can sometimes be those little things on a daily basis that can sometimes, you know, feel really challenging.
You've got some broadcast experience too with FanDuel Sports, Bally Sports, whatever. Is that what you want to do long term? Because you know, you got some talent.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been really fun. The group at FanDuel, they've been great to work with, and again, just another spotlight on women's hockey and our team and our league. So they've been awesome to work with. And I just think it's something fun. I'm very passionate about hockey, and it's another way for me to kind of be involved that takes my mind off of me as a player. So do a little bit of that and a little bit of coaching. You know, we'll see what is in my future after my playing career is done. But fortunately, I'm going to keep riding the playing career out for as long as I can.
Hey, Kelly, before I let you go, here in the studio, we have all the monitors up on different you know, things. But we got a couple of monitors. Game one of the Stanley Cup. Who you got? Who you got? Do you got Edmonton? Do you got who you got? You got Florida? Who you got? I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you got a prediction?
I don't know. I think it's the I'm a big believer in winners winning, and I think Florida Panthers are built just a little bit different. I think there's two caveats. I think Connor McDavid is a difference maker. And I also think there's an element to whatever team is healthier. So I actually am not as up to date as I probably should be, but I think whatever team is healthier, and then depending if the Panthers can keep Connor McDavid limited in his production, you can never stop that guy. But yeah, but it's team to team, fully healthy, I think I'll go Panthers.
Yeah. Well, everybody out there listening, make sure that you make it down to Fulton Brewing this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. and celebrate with Kelly Panik and maybe some of her other teammates as well, celebrating that championship for the Minnesota Frost. They go back-to-back. They're going to be serving the Been There, Won That Again beer that is celebrating those back-to-back titles. And, yes, a portion of the proceeds going to a great cause right here in the state of Minnesota. Hey, Kelly, I appreciate you giving me some time this evening.
Yeah, thank you. It was great chatting with you.
All right, take care. That's Kelly Panik joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.